Hi everyone, my name is Shelley. I'm an addict. It's quite weird being on this side because I'm normally on the other side putting microphones in and recording people. And you know, I've just been trying to kind of collect myself before I do this chair and at the same time not think about it. And it's amazing how quickly all the self-obsession just kind of kicks in, and the fear and the scared and, oh my God, my hair's not right, my makeup's not right, I'm tired, I've got bags under my eyes, and it's just, but just also today I can realise just how silly and stupid all that is and just kind of let it go. I can feel myself getting a bit embarrassed even fessing up to that. But yeah, I've been around a few years now. I've got just over 2 years. I struggled for about my first year. I got nearly 6 months, and then I relapsed for a few weeks, and then I got nearly 7 months, and then I relapsed. Both those times I'd stopped doing drugs, but I hadn't done anything about the core of this, my thinking, my head, my addiction. And I couldn't really understand the disease concept at all when I first came around. I did a lot of intellectualising. I didn't have so much of a problem believing in a God, because I'd considered myself quite spiritual up to that point anyway. I had trouble believing that I was worth a loving higher power. But I didn't have any problems with having a God. I did have a problem with the concept of the disease. I don't have that problem today because I know that the core of this disease is in me, and whether it's because of my childhood, because of abusive relationships, because both my parents were our addicts. My real dad died of a drugs overdose when I was 2. My mum's still very active, so is my stepdad. And as a result, I left home very young, thinking that I was escaping from something, but actually I was just going from the frying pan into the fire because I just surrounded myself with people who used and did a lot of partying, a lot of drug taking for about 20 years. And I've only got 15 minutes. I don't really want to go into all that too much because there's quite a few people here who have heard my story before. I'm losing my train of thought. The disease concept. I picked up after those nearly 5 months and nearly 6 months because I hadn't done the step work. I hadn't changed anything about my thinking or my way, or more to the point, I hadn't allowed a higher power to do something about that, because that's what I've come to realise. I can't actually do anything about my addiction. I can't do anything about my defects of character. A loving, my higher power kind of needs to take care of that. And for me to enable that to happen, if it makes any sense, I have to turn myself over to my higher power, and I have to turn my will over, which is something I find very, very difficult. Some areas it's a lot easier than others, but some areas I really, really do battle with it, and I don't know why I battle with it, because when I don't battle with it, everything goes so much easier. And that's not saying that life doesn't happen and life isn't difficult, because it is, but I'm just able to handle life a lot better when I'm doing what I should be doing, i.e. just putting one foot in front of the other, being responsible for the action that I'm putting in and not being responsible for the outcome of what actually happens. I just feel like I'm rambling. I'm so tired, and it's so good to say that I'm so tired. I'm in a full-time job, which I never believed that I could get or that I could even handle, because I have to do a lot of juggling. I have to learn on my feet all the time. I have to be assertive. Sometimes I don't have to do so much, but a lot of the time it's doing 20 things at one time, and I never, ever, ever thought I'd be able to do that. And just an example of how it kind of works out. I got offered this job, and for the last year or so, I've been doing Pittman's training, which is just training in all bookkeeping, word, secretarial stuff, just so that I thought, well, I'll just get temping work, and then I can see where, you know, see where that takes me. And I've ended up being offered a great little job, and it's brilliant. You know, I have an illness, I have ME as well, which means I have to be a bit careful with my energy and what I do, but just so long as I kind of keep within my limits, I won't ever be as seriously ill as I was. So it's just about managing it. And then the program has helped me with doing that as well. Just kind of, it's funny how the program just kind of helps you in so many different areas. It gives you just so many tools to do everything, to do life with, because that's what I really didn't like. I didn't like life. I was always running away. I was always changing friends, changing countries, changing everything. I'm changing myself. I was going to be a real chameleon. And I had to sit, and I was actually so proud of that. I was actually really pleased that I could go into any situation and become who you wanted me to be. I'd do that. And now I don't get off so much on being, actually I don't get off on it at all. I find when I'm acting in my defects or I'm not being true to myself and to my spirit, it puts me in a lot of pain. A lot of the drama has gone out of my life now. And the drama's gone out, but a lot of excitement has come in. And it really is, I find this, you know, it's been such a magical, amazing experience for me. It's such a program of paradoxes. You know, there's like one side of the truth here, there's another side of the truth here, but for me, the truth is kind of always in between somewhere. It can be one or the other. Probably not making much sense with that. But it's a beautiful thing. It's just so important to do this work. Things have been quite difficult with my job. I'm just kind of still managing to get to meetings, and I've only been managing to get to 2-3 meetings a week, and I've been finding that really quite tough. Cool, that's gone really, really quickly. And that has been quite hard, but I've managed to do it, I've managed to get through it. And that's the thing, like my job, I don't know how long it's going to last, I don't know, but in the past I really would have worked myself up about that, I would have been in a lot of fear, but now today I know that I just need to keep doing what I'm doing and things will be okay. I've already had a kind of couple of people say, well, you know, when you stop working there, if you do, come and work here. And, you know, we're always looking for people with your experience and stuff. And it's amazing what happens. I've only got a couple of minutes. Okay. So, there was something I wanted to say. Now it's just gone. And one of the things I realised, you know, just before here, just kind of looking around and kind of making eye contact, how much love there is and how much, and how many friends I have. I never really had that. I never really kind of connected with people. I never had really good relationships with people, and that's slowly changing, but it's still one of the toughest areas that I have. And also for me, I have quite a lot of friends that aren't in the rooms, you know, they're not in the fellowship, and they don't need to be. I don't really know people. I'm kind of in contact with a couple of people who probably really should be in the rooms, but I don't really see them or hang out with them. I can't, it's kind of too toxic. But I do have a lot of people that aren't addicts, and it was just really quite funny. I was talking to someone today, and they were just telling me that, you know, they don't drink because they just don't like drinking and they don't like how it makes them feel. And I just thought, my God, but I didn't like how it made me, you know, I didn't like drinking, I didn't like doing a lot of drugs, but I liked how it made me feel, like I always carried on doing it. You know, that kind of didn't matter to me. I kind of just always had to have something in my system. I have so much gratitude for what this fellowship has given me. if you're new, just please, please, just do it. I'm happier now than I ever could even possibly imagine. I couldn't even imagine being able to be this content in myself, and at ease with the world around me. I do quite a bit of service. I've always done that. First it was because I was a people pleaser, and later on it was just because I just wanted to stay clean, and I actually get a lot out of service. I get an awful lot out of service. Just want to mention people that go out and come back again as well. Yeah, thank you, because when you go out and come back, I'm glad to see you back. It also reminds me of how much I don't want to go back out there. And I also just want to mention that because there's a couple of people that I know that are still out there at the moment, and I just really, really hope they'll come back. So at the end, I hope we all pray for them. And sorry, I'm babbling. I will leave it there, but thank you all for listening. Bye.